Hi, I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking here on Grafton Street. It is a stressful time for everyone involved, and if what's going on in China is anything to go by, I suppose it's something that may trickle down the line for us here in Ireland. I think mental health is massively important, and stress and anxiety is something that we all need to keep an eye on. I think myself and Rina, we've worked together for 10 years, we've lived together for longer, we're used to that, but it's quite a shock to the system for an awful lot of people who are left indoors with each other all day, all night, maybe minding young kids. So it's very easy to get on each other's nerves. So what I think is good for us anyway is routine. We get up in the morning, we shower. If I'm a woman who wants to get ready, I want to get ready, I want to get my makeup on, I want to get the hair done. If you're a guy, get showered, have your shave, just get dressed as if it's a normal day, get routine, and also allow each other time to breathe and allow the other person a bit of space, and have a structure set whereby you say, here, you do 3 hours with the kids and do your work for another two. I will then have my bit of time out. You have yours then. So I think that's what works for us. And it is so important to appreciate the other person who you're most closest to in these days are going to be the ones that you take your aggression out on. So just to be cognizant of that and to appreciate them and keep your distance from your loved ones in the house also.
Definitely cracks in the relationship to start with, you know. And I suppose when there's kids involved, people will just stick around, won't they? You just think that's best for the kids, but sometimes it's not, you know. Either him or her have to hold their hand up and say, you'll have to get out of this, you know. Well, I lost my job at the time, so it was a financial thing, really. You know, that put a lot of strain on the relationship.
There's very little money around, and, you know, all those kind of issues are simmering to the surface. No cash on top of each other, but not in an intimate way.
I would say give it another 2 months now when you'll probably see a lot of what you're talking about, you know what I mean? Because the stress, people losing their jobs now, no money, kids sitting in the house all day, not allowed out. If there was cracks in the relationship that hasn't been seen of yet, they'd be seen in the next few weeks.
I'm Tony Moore. I run Talking Point Counselling. I'm an accredited counsellor. First of all, we have to acknowledge this is a very, very difficult time for everybody. We have never been in this sort of situation before, so we're learning all the time, and so we've got to try and be much more appreciative of the difficulties that every one of us is facing. This is very difficult, and the longer this sort of thing goes on, the more difficult it will become. So please, I would ask you, please don't make demands on each other, because we probably can't meet them. So try and be patient with each other. It's very, very important. If we're living in a small space, then, of course, we need to be much more aware of how stressed our partners are and also our children.
Are people looking for love at this difficult time? Are they actually trying to find a partner when, you know, we all need to self-isolate?
Contrary to what is going on in the world and what people are hearing about businesses being or suffering shocking levels of financial burdens and stresses and strains, we're seeing a surge, and more importantly, a surge in male callers contacting us saying, I've been spending years on my own. I've been concentrating and focusing on work. I've been burying myself with these distractions, you know, commuting long hours every day and working stressful and long hours every day. Now I feel it's time to prioritise what's actually important. So it's brought things back to, I think, a more basic but humane kind of level for people to get perspective and to plan ahead in future, get proactive about their love lives, and actually they're thinking now, God, I'm in self-isolation, I'm social distancing myself from people, but I really want to, I wish I was, I should say, you know, in isolation with someone, with a partner. And so they've decided to really make a plan and plan ahead and get on to us, and they are calling us. And importantly, it's more men than women at the moment, because women are a lot better at having those social interactions, WhatsApp groups, FaceTime groups, whatever they're doing. Whereas men, if they don't have the pub to go to or the bookies to go to, they're thinking, God, I'm at a loss here. I'm not going to call my friend John for an hour and a half, you know, chin wag. I kind of want to just get on with it and do something else. So that's why we're getting lots more calls from men, funnily enough.
Just kind of living the moment, isn't it, Angel?
Yeah, just kind of living the moment and just, you know, talk through FaceTime and just message each other and talk over the phone is the best way. We don't live together, no, but we'd see each other regularly.
So how do you make that work during this crisis, the fact that you see each other, you don't live together, but you want to be together?
At the moment, we're just seeing each other kind of once a week. so we're trying to limit the amount of time that we see each other.
It's like our first time seeing each other since the isolation, so...
You live in different homes, you're a couple, and you're meeting up. How's it going for you?
Well, it's all right. Like, we can't go into each other's houses or anything, so it's just going on a walk outside is the only thing you can do. Can't go for food or anything. So
the river's closed, so...
Nothing.
And I know this is a personal question. Can you kiss?
Well, we haven't been doing so.
I don't think so, no.
So it really is a test for the relationship, and you haven't been together that long beforehand, have you?
No, like a year, so...
Yeah, so... Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Well, best of luck. I hope you survive COVID-19 when it comes to the relationship.
Thank you.
People don't suffer fools gladly at this time. And maybe, finally, the pricks out there, they've been found out. Sorry about the language.
You're dead right. And tensions are running high. Stress is extremely high. And if someone is behaving, or misbehaving, I should say, they will be called out on it. And... if two people are not supposed to be together, well, I suppose this is the one occasion that's going to really highlight the flaws in the relationship. And maybe it is a good thing that I suppose we've seen the light. We're not going to hear about these things at intro for quite a long time when people decide that actually I am separating and now I do want to move on. But I think if you are misbehaving, there's only so much time will go by before you're found out.
Please try and work out a routine of how we're going to get through each day. Sometimes we may need an hour or 2 hours on our own. So say for example, between 2 and 4, please leave me alone. I'd like to have a little bit of space in the living room or whatever, so we can then get out during that time and exercise. So work out a routine. It's very important. Try not to drink too much. We can get bored. We drink. Arguments always follow heavy drinking bouts. Try and keep yourself occupied. It doesn't matter what you try and do, but it could be a hobby. Writing a diary each day of how this is progressing is important, not just for our own mental health and well-being, but also because it will be an historical document some years later. People will look back in 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years time and say, well, how did people cope during this very difficult time? But our intimate relationships are difficult at the best of times. This is going to prove to be, it could be a make or break time for our relationships.
Life is far too short. And if you're going to be having fights with people, just maybe take 10 steps back, take a deep breath and just come back into the room. Then I think that's the best way you can go about it. No, it's just that I'm a musician myself, and we're actually meant to be gigging out here in the Ploughman's Inn here out in Conseely. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19, things just have to take a back step. Obviously, safety of customers and staff is key. So, back for good, it's Ireland's only Westlife to take that tribute band. Fingers crossed, hopefully we see the back of COVID-19 very, very soon.
I suppose just to stick together and plan your days. It is tough, we can't do what we'd normally do. I suppose kind of having some alone time as well, and then just kind of plan the days to the best you can. My partner is still working, so it is tough. I'm at home with a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old all day, and then obviously haven't seen anyone. So I suppose just if he comes home and is supportive of what I've done for the day, that's the main thing. Like,
but my partner and I are on the front line in separate parts of that front line. So what we did was we got busy putting protocols in place. We were tired, we weren't getting to see each other, we were different shifts. It stood to reason that we would continue to isolate. So realistically speaking, while we've sat across a distant living room for a couple of hours the odd night, we actually haven't really seen each other or been together for about 2.5 weeks now. It's working out quite well for us. Between the shifts and the sleep, shifts and sleep seem to be the priority, and then getting out for fresh air when we can, and thankfully our government have allowed us to continue to get out for fresh air. It is going to become more and more important for people on the front line doing incredible hours to be able to go for that walk after a few hours sleep. So that's the priority for us at the moment. We're getting on grand, we're having funny jokes, a lot of which aren't suitable for radio. Because obviously we've totally and utterly curtailed physical contact, which is, I'll be honest, it's proving difficult, but for the moment, we've agreed on it, we've prioritised it, and because neither of us can really afford to be sick, to bring it home, or to get it in society and bring it home. So we're being smart, we're being sensible. As you and I are now, 2 metres apart, it's all about limiting the spread of this. Be careful what you touch. Every contact surface you touch, consider it to be dirty, or you've just dirtied it. The more we get the social distancing aspect of this, the better it'll be for everybody. We will stem this flow. We will keep the numbers going into hospital at a limit, which is what our government and the medical advisors really need us to do. And albeit that we're being very mindful that instead of lockdown, it's social distance and keep people healthy, mind and body. That's very important. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going to help us to get through this.